Chelsea?
How you doing?
I want to know, because, you know, we're here at WBZ in Boston, and this is where the world-famous Tom Bergeron got his start, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yes, he used to actually work at this very radio station, and it is possible that I'm sitting in a chair that he may have actually sat in.
That is amazing.
So we want the dirt on what Tom Bergeron's really like.
Tom Bergeron is, he's hilarious. No, but he's a super nice guy off camera. I mean, he's super genuine and always been so good to my family every time they've come. And he's awesome. But, you know, he always has a dirty joke to say. Dress rehearsals should be recorded and put up on YouTube somewhere because people would get a kick out of it. He just ad-libs the funniest things and keeps us all on our toes, keeps us all laughing constantly. So he's awesome. He's definitely like the dad of the family, so he's great.
Now, how many seasons have you done Dancing with the Stars?
This is my sixth.
Does it get any easier?
You know what? That's a good question. It's always so dependent on who your partner is. You know, it just totally varies. I don't know. It gets easier in ways, but you're constantly learning. You're constantly learning new things about the job, and I think that's also what makes it exciting is that you know that there is always somewhere else to grow and somewhere else to go. So, I don't know. It's just kind of different.
Now, tell me about your partner this year.
My partner is Roshan Fagan. He's from the Disney Channel. And he's awesome. He's super fun, and we're having a great time in the studio. And just a really great kid, great sense of humor, great personality, great attitude. Hasn't given me any attitude yet, any bad attitude, so that's good. But no, he's just a joy to work with, and I'm so excited to be with him, and we're having a great time.
Great thing. I heard you say there, Chelsea, that you know, you're learning something all the time, but you know, at the same time, you're always teaching too, aren't you?
Definitely. Definitely, yeah, and through the teaching, you know, through teaching, you actually learn so much about the art form as well. So there's always something to learn when it comes to choreography and when it comes to helping out your partner and making them progress and making them shine.
So. All right. So, listen, besides the fact that you're beautiful and you're extremely talented, and Tom Bergeron has this weird sense of humor, What else do you attribute to the success of Dancing with the Stars?
You know what? It's such a relatable show. You know, it's all these celebrities that people have grown up seeing and grown up watching and grown up loving. And you know, you throw them into this world where they're completely stripped of their ego and you know, that's good TV, you know, and some of them break down, some of them shine, and I think it's fun to see kind of what comes of it, and also, you know, people can put themselves in their shoes and be like, oh, I wonder how I would be in that position, so, you know, there's many elements to it that people love, and, you know, some people love just to watch dancing in general, and it's refreshing, there's lots of really great things about the show, though, yeah.
Now, I know you want that mirror ball trophy, right?
Of course.
But so you're dancing for that, but yeah. When you're out there, do you dance for the women or do you dance for the men?
Oh, I don't know if I'd get that specific. I just, you know, go out there and try and put on a good show for everybody. I don't know if I think about gender or age or anything else besides just the crowd.